what these guys prey on. Afghanistan, Obama doing the right thing?
I have a lot of confidence in Petraeus. Yeah, I think he's a sensible man and a fine general officer. The reality is that country is going to have to nation build itself. We can't nation build another
country.
Give
me odds of that happening. Everybody says the Afghans just not going to do that. It's too corrupt, too backward.
Oh, I hear that corrupt baloney. Listen, how many countries in the world are corrupt? Most of them have corruption. Look at the United States. How many congressmen have been sent to
slander? It's nothing on a scale of Afghanistan.
Well, listen, the criticisms of Karzai, I think, are misplaced.
Right.
And I think it's been...
You're a Karzai fan? You like him?
I think it's been very unwise. He's been elected leader of that country.
Yeah, but it was a booted election. It was a rigged election.
Oh, come on.
You don't buy that?
It was an election. They had their own constitution. And I think
honest guy, Karzai?
I do. I haven't seen no indication that he's corrupt. And I think the way he's been savaged by Holbrooke and by General Jones and by Biden and other people criticizing him, he is the president of that country. We want him to succeed. Instead of running around
there's
gambling in the casino. Oh, my goodness.
Give me odds that the Taliban is defeated and we prevail in our country and a decent government is in. Give me odds.
Close question.
50-50?
Maybe.
All right.
The Taliban are determined. They're extremists.
Brutal.
They're brutal.
And they got a sanctuary in Pakistan.
Exactly.
All right. Today...
But they have a chance, and we've given them a chance.
We have absolutely given them 10 years of American blood and treasure.
You bet.
All right. Mexico today, Calderon and Obama have a press conference. I tried to watch it. It put me to sleep. I think Mexico is the next big story. I think Calderon should declare martial law. Let the military deal with the drug cartels. 35,000 dead down there. And he doesn't seem to get it. Neither of them seem to get it. Am I wrong?
The idea of a 2,000-mile border with the United States and a dysfunctional country is a terribly dangerous thing.
That's what I think.
On the other hand, there's an optimistic side.
Oh, come on.
Yes, in the year 2000, I'll give it to you. In the year 2000, Colombia, FARC was winning.
We won there, but they had a charismatic leader who was willing to go in.
I'm coming to that.
Yeah, we don't have time for the
Well, but Uribe did a whale of a job down there.
He did.
And
but Calderon, why doesn't he just declare martial law and let the army take care of the cartels? That's the solution to his problem.
They've had a series of leaders in that country that have been
corrupt, like Karzai.
Come on.
Right.
You don't know that.
We got pretty good information.
No, it's maybe someone in his family.
No.
Maybe people in the government.
No, you come back, I'm going to give you a hard time about Iraq. You ready?
We've had three governors in Illinois go to the slammer in my adult life.
Well, look, I'll trade Illinois for the Taliban and we take Afghanistan free. Right. No, I'm only kidding people in Illinois. All right, you ready? I'm going to give you a hard time about Iraq when we come back.
I may give you a hard time.
All right, I hope so. In a moment, we'll talk Iraq with.